Rishus Avimori, holding by Daf Kavav, the sigur of Malacha Shein and Tzrich L'Gufay. The best of the two sigurs over here, Malacha Shein and Tzrich L'Gufay, an idea of Chavalah, Chilka B'Chavura, according to Rashi, they intertwined. Today we'll focus on Malacha Shein and Tzrich L'Gufay. Next Chavura will finish off Malacha Shein and Tzrich L'Gufay. Mention and go through a little bit of Chilka B'Chavura, and go through a lot of it when you get to the sigur of Tzed in a couple of weeks from now. Bainamos Machlikis from Shimon and Abihuda by Lachon Lacha Shein Srich Lagufai. Pida holds Yechayiv, Shimon holds Yepoter Avil Osir. First, Allah is, where is the Makar for this Machlikis? Where is the source we clearly see this Machlikis? So we have a mission that's Tadakimel and Beis. The mission over there says, Hamaiti Mace says that Tanakama Yechayiv. Says that Shimon Yepoter. Speaks at Taiso then that Tadak Dalid. Who is the Tanakama? He says, usually the Baplukta of the Shimon is Abihuda. And the fact that we have the Mishnah earlier, a lot earlier, it says, Zeh Eni Yochel, Zeh Yochel, Zeh Eni Yochel, Zeh Eni Yochel, Machlokes Tanakama and Reb Shimon. Over there, the Gemara explains out, who is Machlokes, who is the Tanakama, is Reb Yehuda. Here also, Amoitzi Meis, who is the Tanakama, is Reb Yehuda. This is the first Malach, he says, where is the Makarik, the Mishnah, Tzadigimon Beis. But always, Mamshuk Taisvist, it brings down the Rajbo, that says, we have another Mishnah, that Tzadik, that Yehuda over there says, Amoitzi Mishamshe Avodah Zoro. The Mishnah over there says Yechayiv. That's also a case of Malacha Shein Srich L'Gufay. So it comes out from Tosis, where's the Makar from Machlekes? We have a Mishnah that's Tzadik and a Mishnah that's Tzadik and Beis. That's the Makar from Machlekes, Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Now the question is, where's the Makar from the Torah? How can come along with Shimon and say it's part of Lasser? So we have a sigur we spoke at one time in the Chagigah Naf Yud. The Mishnah over there says, Hilchos Shabbos, Chagigos, Me'ilos, is Kohorim Atluim V'Sairo. These things are like mountains that are hung by a hair. The Gemara discusses Hakitabi Shabbos is like a mountain hung by a hair. It's brought down the Torah 12 different times. So first in the Torah, the Gemara starts off saying, quoting Rav Abba, a choif al gumma b'Shabbos is a case that the halacha is, it could be potter. And for that reason, it's clearly a basara. In fact, the Gemara Bishlam, according to Shimon, is potter. Have according to Yehuda, Malacha she'etzuch l'gufa is chayiv, where is the situation clearly basara? The Gemara answers, according to Yehuda, it's a case of Kilkel. That means even though Yehuda holds Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay is Chayiv, but the case of Kilkel is Potter. Now, Mamshuk the Gemara, so, where's the Kohorim Atluim Masayro? Where's it connected somehow in the Torah that we see this concept that's Potter? Gemara's Messiah, Melech Bachshev's Osir Torah, and Melech Bachshev's Loik Sivi. Explains Rashi, the idea of Melech Bachshev is a Pasuk of Yakel, by the case of the Mishkan, not by the case of Shabbos. We know the Lamatas Melachas are learned after the Mishkan. So just like by the Mishkan, Melech Machsheves, here also in the Gerti Shabbos, you have a Kantav of Melech Machsheves. I can the Sugyo. Now the question, when you read the Sugyo, the Gemara starts off, number one, Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufay is Potter. Number two, according to Yehuda, also Kilkel is Potter. Number three, Melech Machsheves. That's a Makar for the Torah. That's where it's Tluy B'Saira. Melech Machsheves is going back only on the case of Kilkel. So also going back in the case of Melech Machshev, Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufay. Is that the Makar for the Torah, Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufay? So the Shailah, but the Pash, the reading of the Sugya, is going back in both. On Kilkel and Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufay, and therefore you read Rashi in Chagigah, and Rashi the Mishnah, that's how the Gimel on the base, by the case of a Maitzi Meis, he says, where is the Makar for Rabbi Shimon? It says, Rashi, the Sugya of Melech Machsheves. Likewise, Rashi, the Ramban Ba'osin Nav Kavav, he says the same words, the Makor is from Melech Machsheves, and therefore the Tosis either the Chagigah and Daf Yod, Tosis Daf Ayin Hei, same Yisoid, and the Meshugur in the Hilchos of Tzedek, which we'll get to in a couple of weeks, he writes very clear in Sukkot Lama Dalet, he writes the Makor for the Indian of Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufay, the Makor is from the case of Melech Machsheves. And then you look at the Rashba, also the Sugya, the Ran. They're very clear that's the Makar. Atzad Hasheni, there's a Tosis in Yuma, Daf Lamed Dalet. He points out, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the concept of Melech Machsheves. He holds Kilkel as Potter. So if Yehuda holds Melech Machsheves, why would he argue in the case of Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufay? So it must be that the Makar of Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufay is not from Melech Machsheves. Where's the Makar, says Tosis in Yuma? He says the Makar is Mimishkan. We learn that the Lamatas Melachas from Mishkan has to be done to the case of the Mishkan. And that's in the Sivas and Ksubas and Afei that the Magi Shum bring down over there. that he speaks out very clear. The makarfin in the melacha she'ain tzrich legufay. Why is the potter? It's doimer to the case of the mishkan. Now it's how the sugya melachs makshavis explains the stipler. How are they learning the sugya? Then starting with the gemara says melacha she'ain tzrich legufay is potter. Then kilkel. Then melachs makshavis. Melachs makshavis going back only on kilkel and not going back on melacha she'ain tzrich legufay. Mamshik the stipler. That's not the simple reading. That's not Rashi. That's not Tosfos, and that's not the pashas of the sugya. So it comes out, most Rishonim understand the Makor is from Lech Marsheves. That's the most place you can bring it down. And then, again, those who want to disagree say the Makor is from Daim LeMishkan.
What can we say that's
Pshat in Lech Marsheves? We'll get to it. We'll get to it. It comes out, we said 2 points so far. Where is the Makor from Machlok Shabbat B'Shimin in the Mishnah? That's Avtzadik, and Avtzadik and Beis. Where is the Makor in the Torah? It's either Pashas where Rishonim in the case of Lech Marsheves. Those will say Daim to the Mishkan. Now, once we understand that, let's go to the idea of Melachs Marsheves, the Pashto that we showed in the Paiskim, why the Maaseh does Rabbi Yehuda disagree? He is maskim, L'chorti, he said Melachs Marsheves by case of Kilkel. Why does he disagree? That means you have a couple of options in Rabbi Yehuda. You can hold, he did not hold the Melachs Marsheves, a Chiddush. You could hold that he holds, you need Melachs Marsheves, but I did the Melacha, I had Melachs Marsheves. Or you have a third option. When I did the Melacha, a Chayfe Gumoy, my Machshavav offer helps out. I won't offer. What means, what does Rabbi Yehuda over here hold? So it says Rashi in Shabbos by Osan Naflam and Alpha and Beis. He says, Rashi says, Avada, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Melach Marsheves you do need. When the Choyfa Gumo of Ein Tzach Lafori, the Machshava of the offer helps to the Gumo. I have Machshava. I did what I wanted. I had a Tachlis over here. Why need the Tachlis Dafka in the Gumo? I have a Tachlis in the broader point. I want the offer over here. Therefore, Tyson, you must seem to be now this idea. The Aruch Hashulchan, the Abinazer, the fact that I have a broader idea over here, that's nichli get him lech machshavis. Again, this can be mishavua. Again, we'll get the story of Seidel. It does not sound to go this way. But my said, Lapi Svar can argue the point and say that the Avad of Yudah holds, you need lech machshavis, but the offer is lech machshavis. Take a step further now. Same as a Chayfa Gumov, Ein Tzach El Afari. That's a classic example of Melacha She'en Tzrich Legufay, except the Gemara speaks out that the Kilkel will be Potter according to Yehuda, which has a sugya of Kilkel. There's no Kilkel. According to Shimon, you'll be Potter. According to Yehuda, you'll be Chayiv. What happens sometimes at Chayiv for Guma, Vein Tzarech, Loi Lafari, Loi Laguma? He's not he's digging a hole. He does not need the dirt. He does not need the hole. He's practicing. He's doing it for fun. Whatever reason he's doing it for. He does not need either one. What is the Halacha according to Yehuda? So speaks out Rabbi Elchanan, a Pirashi in Shabbos, Elchanan the end of Be'er, Pirashi in Shabbos, Daf Lam and Aleph. Rashi is saying, you need the offer to give you Melach Machsheves. Over here, I don't have the offer. I'll come out, even according to Yehuda, I'll hold Melach She'en Tzrich Legufay, it's Potter. Because the Melach, because Be'etzim, I hold Melach She'en Tzrich Legufay, it's Chai, says Yehuda, according to Rashi, because I want the offer that gives me Machsheva, there's a Chshivas over here. Right, you do not need not this and not that. Api Rashi said, even if Yehuda agrees, you'll be potter. They point out, Lechua, there's a grazis this way in Simon Shin Bey, discussing when a person has tit upon himself. He wants to take it off, he scratched it, and there's an act of toichen. Says the graz, I don't need this, I don't need that. Even according to Yehuda, you're potter. Mekav Samisha clarifies his questions, Maskonis, Avada according to Yehuda, you're potter. The question is, you read the Sugim in Chagigah, sounds not that way. The Gemara says, who is the case of Aharm Tulim Basaira? Melacha She'en Tzrich Legufay. Bishlomi Rab Shimon. Very good, according to Yehudi Yechayev. The Gemara should answer, very simple. I'll give you a case. Lo Tzach, Lo Offer, Lo Gumo, the case of Melacha She'en Tzrich Legufay. Why does the Gemara have to switch the situation of Kilkel? Let's dig the situation of Melacha She'en Tzrich Legufay. Do not need the Gumo, I don't need the Offer. And Be'etzem, the mayor, Kazis, one of the Gdolei Achronim, he speaks out very clearly. We'll get the mission again, the block from now. When the case of Shkotzim and Motzim, the Mishnah says, Yitzadim Shloy Litzarech. The Mishnah says, Yipotter. The Gemara says, it's going according to Shimon, have a coin to Yehudi Yechayiv. Speaks out, mayor, Kazis, you do not need it. What do you mean you don't need it? He said, you don't need it for any reason. Not because you don't want to matzik you, not because you don't want it inside the Orb. Neither reason. Leila Ofer, Leila Gumo. And still says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yechayiv. That is the make because this argues on the point. It says according to Yehuda, do not need either one. Circle serving, do the pull over here. Nichol together, amlochah she'en tzrich legufay that you chayiv for. But let's claim Amish Vakert. We make a go like a Shimon. He has Mlocha Shein Sichel Gufo in the Maise as Potter. According to Shimon, what happens? Loit Sarchazev, Loit Sarchazev. What would he hold? So then we'll say, listen, if he holds Achay Vigumo Vain Sakala Farias Potter, Koshka, you don't need not the offer, not the Gubo, Avad will be Potter. Come on, Gamog Avram in the Hilchas Boina, Simon Shinu Dal Siv Kotnei, he brings down a Chumas Adeshan, and Chelik Aleph. Chumas Adeshan says, Shakun Nab Shimon, let's say you did not need a Gumo, you did not need the offer, says the Chumas Adeshan, according to Shimon, you are Chayev. You're Chayev, according to Shimon. Force the Chumas Adeshan, you reach it that way. In fact, the Gamog Avram, in fact, the Goin, in fact, the Milchas Chinuch, can it sign? Shita Vada, not so. If you don't need the case over here of the Gumo, certainly not in case of the offer of Vada be Potter. The arguing in the study of Shimon. What's that one of the Chumas Adeshin? Says the Yeshua Yaakov, and it's built upon Betim the Rana Sigi by us. The whole lumdis over here, Amlacha Shein Tzichu Gufa according to Shimon that you Potter, because what am I doing? I want the offer. Says the Ran, the more I want something else, the less the Pula Messiah is to me. The more I want the offer, the less the act of the Guma is misyak to the pool I'm doing over here. The more I want this, the less that is. If I don't care enough for this, not for that, I'm digging. I'm doing the malach ba'etzem. I'm digging. If I want the offer, then the Guma is a toffel. If I don't want the offer, then I'm doing the malach of digging over here. It's practice, it's fun, for whatever reason. Said Shubha Sadeshin, if I do not want this, not that, I'm doing the malach. According to Shimon, I'll be chayiv. Maisa Magavram disagrees. So what are you talking about? I don't want this, I don't want that. No, Shivas is the pool I'm doing over here. But Maisa and Potter. So it comes out, if you analyze it, the Mamash switch things around. Leitzach Ofa, Leitzach Gumo, neither one. According to Shimon, you'll be Chayiv. According to Behudi, you can be Potter. Aren't Bukhfakert? The Mamash switch things around if you analyze it. And Beth, we have four options in this question over here. You have an option that whether Behudi or whether Shimon, but you do not with the offer, not the Guma, both could be Potter. And that's the Makkab Samishni. He says, both might be Potter. You have a choice, we do not want the Guma, not the offer, Ben Yehuda and Shimon, both the Chayiv. Maybe that's a Chumash Adeshim. You have a choice to say, still the same exact Machlokes, if you hold your Chayiv, Shimon holds your Potter. That's where America exists. You have a choice, you can switch things around. According to Yehuda, in this situation, you're Potter. According to Shimon, this situation could be Chayiv. Could be maybe that's a Dasa Chumash Adeshim. Four options in the sugya, how to analyze the lumdis or how Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon are coming from. And again, we do not need the offer, not the gumo. Lalocha, how do we paskin? We have machlokes of Shimon, we have machlokes of verse of Yehuda. Again, Reb Yehuda said, Yechai, Reb Shimon said, Yepotah will osir. So it's known, the Rambam Shito, Parak Aleph, Halacha Zayin, he writes, we paskin of Yehuda, that the din is a melocha, she'en tzich l'gufa, you are chayiv. And are we showing who go like the Rambam? It's the Reim, it's the Rekeach, Orchaz Chaim, Reina Prachio, the Rav Mishnayis, the Rekanti, they're passing like this. Maisa, look among the other Rishonim, Roiv Binyan, they disagree over 30 different Rishonim, Bottle, they hold not the way, they hold up Shimon, Lachash Hed Tzifu Gufoi, it's Potter Avalosser. The sheet of the Rif is not so clear, Machalik among the Rishonim and the Paiskim, what the Rif of Maisa holds. So far, among the Rishonim, Be'ik of the Paiskim holds not like the Rambam. Aloch the Maisa, how do we Paskim? So first, let's take the Mechaber Shito. Mechaber, I think, is known. He follows, like he writes in Zagdomo, the big three. The Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. How's the Rambam Paskin? He holds Yechayiv. Was the Rif Paskin? Machlokes. Was the Rosh Paskin? So I'm not clear, but there's a Bi'al Locha and Simen Shini test by the Sugil Bayer. And he writes the Rosh Paskin is a Sugil of Locha Shet Yil Gufa like a Shimon that's Potter. Now there is a Rosh in the Melos of the Milo. This is a Russian Bechayish that brings down those who say it's Potter. So I assume that's the Bialocha got it from that he's saying that he holds his Potter. If so, how should the Mechava Paskin? One's Potter, one's Chayiv, one's not clear. Chayishish. And therefore you learn the Shabbos, you see very clearly the Mechava numerous times seems to be Chayishish of the Rambam Shito. For example, the Simeon Shinazayin, again we'll get a Sugya Tzayin in a couple of weeks, it brings down someone who says has Shashrotzim. He captures Shalil Tzarech. The Gemara said, "Machlokes of Shimon versus Yehuda." The Mechaber starts off saying, "It's Potter," and he ends off. The Rambam says, "Chayiv." Two shitas. The Lochan Simon Shin Mem Sif Aleph by the case of grazes. Someone who cuts off his nails on Shabbos. Someone takes a haircut on Shabbos. over there, are you chai for it or not? The case in the Mishkan was, when they sheared off the wool, you're using the wool. Here, when you take off the haircut, you do not use the hair. You throw it in the garbage. You cut your nails, you throw it in the garbage. You do not need the thing you took off. So is that amlocha she'en tzrich l'gufo or not? Says the Mechaber, you are chayiv. Frek the Mechaber, why are you chayiv? Amlocha she'en tzrich l'gufo is potter. Says the Mechaber, you know why? It must be in a situation when a person needs the nails for something. It must be the case you need the hair for something. Says the Goyin, ken azayin. Says the Goyin, you know why? The Mechaber is going the right, like the Rambam Shito. Amlocha she'en tzrich l'gufo is chayiv. So it seems that there are a Mechaber Shito, there's choshish for the Rambam, and the Shlola Maisa passes this way. Tayshiyonta Mishnayis goes this way. The Shalom Meshav Tshuva says, we're passing like a Yehuda. Asad Hasheni, when the Mechaber brings down these halachos, you see the Gedolei Achorim did not go this way. Levush disagrees, the Taz, the Mogav Avram, the Yamshu Shloimo, Tvar Yisrael, the Chai Odom, the Graz. Mishavur numerous times, his words are very clear. Really, Pleishkim go not like the Rambam, not like this Chashash in the Mechaber, we pass like a B'Shimon. The Rechol Shulchan, we pass the Mais like a B'Shimon. Not only that, I see even the Bnei Svard, the Ben Ishchai, the Bi'oim, the Yachti Yosef, they also passed it like a B'Shimon. Yet Gevalim, they call them the Svek Svekers, so the Chashash the Rambam, they have all the Tzirufim, and therefore even they themselves seem to go like the B'Shimon. So it comes out, La'loch La'maisa, in this Machlokes of B'Shimon versus Yehuda, number one, it's Machlokes among Rishonim, Rav Rishonim Maisa are calling a pot of L'os like a B'Shimon. And number two, negate the Paiskim, the same thing, it's a Machlokes, Be'ikim among the Paiskim, we pass like a B'Shimon as Potter of L'oser. However, it's very important to know that even though we're passing this Rabbanon, we have numerous times negated Klom of the Rabbanon, have Kulas. That means you learn Kulas, Sex, Rek, and Simon Kofiud in Yerodea. We learn the Sugim Bey and Afgim of Bey, as the Gemara says, Sub of the Rabbanon, Lukula. Has Kulas over here? However, not by Melocho Shein Tzrich Lugufay. We'll give a Gede of a Dereiso. What's the Lomdus? Says the Ritva and Dafkov Yedzain brought down this idea by the Chayodim and the Mishnah Berurah. That Be'etzim, you have to realize you are doing the Melacha of Shabbos on Shabbos. You're doing the Melacha. It's a David study that stops the Melacha being Makshiv and Gedach Shivas over here. But Be'etzim, you're doing the Melacha. Therefore, since it has a Tzad Deraisa, we give it in the Klolim a Gedach Deraisa. How much time do you have to fast when you do that, Vera? But do make soup out of it. But Maisa, we usually give a Gedach Deraisa. This mentioned four times when the Mishpura brings down this concept. Come out every time he says other reasons why to be machmer. One case, when a person wants to do a melacha bein hashmoshes, technically the lacha and simchin membeis is drabonon lemaisa is mutter. However, the oldest question is when a person mekabel Shabbos, even drabonon should be also. The question is how in the world kabel Shabbos works out doing melacha drabonon bein hashmoshes. The maisa make for goyim, will not make a bayid maisa by having found sugim kabbalah. Speaks out the mishabruah according to the prima godim, but not melacha she'in tzrich l'gufay. The bonds of Maisa Mutu, not Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay, the Tzad Deraisa. For all these times, we have a Rambam Pshito. For me, more Machma Gedev Deraisa. One case. Another example. The Loch and Simon Reisha in Ches, a case of a Chodo, Sheish Bo Sakono, on Shabbos. He needs to go to sleep. The Loch is to extinguish the Ner. The Shal is how to go do or what to go do. He needs sleep, it's very important. Speaks out the Mishabru, Lachu, when he extinguished the Ner, no one's doing it for the Pcham, but the ashes left behind. Usually the klal over there is, the klal over there is that we do a case of the rabbanon and certainly a case of a shina of the rabbanon. If so, says the Mishabua, put out the candle. What's the big deal? It's melacha shein tzrich l'gufay. Speaks out the bialocha, you should not do that. Cover the candle, get a goy, do a shina. But if you can, if you're stuck, yesh with what to talk about. But otherwise, the chachilah try not to put out the candle and to be semich upon the idea of melacha she'en tzrich l'gufay, because it's the most common thing to our bottom as a get of a deraisa. A third case, the ilm knows halacha and simon shen zayin sefei, shvus to shvus by the case of a goy. Don't tell a goy to a case either of a mitzvah, that's the rabbanon, or a hefse the rabbanon, or mitzvah chaylov the rabbanon, maizah's mutter. The ilm knows a shvus to shvus by mitzvah chaylov or hefse. When a person's house is on fire, can you go call the fire company to put out the fire? So, Bezman Azel, they point out two reasons why he can, either Chashash B'Koach Nefesh, or Mitzah the Swarm inside. But the Lashon of the Mishnah, brought down by the Paiskim, is, you say the Lashon, to call him a Chaba Einar Mafsid. So you announce to anyone who puts out the fire, it's not going to take a loss. Why just go tell over to a guy, put out the fire? It's a shvush, just shvush. Some lacha shein tzich lugufay, but makom hefset. You're losing your house over here. Directly around this question, go tell Gleis straight out. Why say balosh your mitzvah? And you always have these dumb going don't realize what you mean. Oh, should I put out through that fire? Like duh. Like they just don't understand. Like why can you say it straight out over here? Says around one of his trotzim. Some lacha shein tzich lugufay. It's mochamadik. What time in the Mishabrua? A tzad is mocham over here. To be semichan is Indian over here? Not that simple as a get of a deraisa. A fourth maramokam. It's the sugi of kavod abrias. The lochan simin shinyan aleph. It's the bays. It's causing it taking a mace out. Take it out to kamalus lemaisa's mutter. Take it out to a shusirapim. The shell is, why not be mekel? It's a mlocha shayin tzichu gufay. Hamayit zim mace is a mishnah. Machlek zim hudu b'shimen. We pass like b'shimen. Says we showed him two reasons, but one reason in one time, it's a mlocha shayin tzichu gufay. Has a get of a deraisa over here. So we see very clearly, do not take mlocha shayin tzichu gufay leicht. That means if we pass the Rabbanim, but usually we give a get of a deraiso. Now, come on, every case I said over there, it's true from one to be machmer. You read the Achredim, always say second and third reason. But they try to strengthen the point over here, besides the Rambam, he holds chayiv. Those are the Rambam. Chutz mizeh, the idea of melocha shein tzichu gufay is be'etzem is a melocha, a double study as a tzad deraiso, we give it usually a get of a deraiso. Now, what is melocha shein tzichu gufay? Let me discuss one time. We have a concept of Dovshem, it's covered in the Psych Ratio. We have Melacha She'in Tzvich L'Gufay. Both of them are cases that you're doing the Melacha. Both of them, the Melacha has to happen. But both of them, you do not want the Melacha to happen. Why is one a case that a person will have Itz HaLacha, Psych Ratio, Nichlei, Lo Nichlei? Masha Enkin, the Kimto, Melacha She'in Tzvich L'Gufay, it's Machalik Sebhuda Versa B'Shemin. So, Lein L'Mesor, by now, the Ketz, the Mishnah, Parak Alpha, Lo Chazayin, is calling Ben Avram HaChosed, B'Shem, his father, the Rambam, explaining Pshat over here, Tzatzi Chosed. He said, basically, the Chilik is, one's the what and one's the why. B'Yadover. When a person does Einim Eskavin, he has no Kavanah for the Malacha. Standard example we saw in Simon Shinlam and Zayin Sef Aleph, the Gemara's case in Daflam and Aleph, from his Gura, Mita, Kisa, V'Safsal. Someone takes a bench, a chair, one place, another, a bed. He has no kavon at all to make the chwitz upon the ground. If the gedolim b'yoser, says the mishbrua, mag avram, it's nechal get up sick ratio. Ask him, what is he doing? I'll tell you, I'm taking the bench one place to another. What are you doing? We'll not mention the word malacha. He said, I'm taking the bench one place to another. That's what I'm doing. What happens, a sick ratio, there's a chwitz in the ground. There's a hole in the ground. A gum over here. But what am I doing? I'm doing heter. What's the case in Melacha She'in Tzvich L'Gufay? The classic example again, tomorrow, on the Fayindal, the Chayif Gumo of Ein Tzach El Afari. Someone's digging a hole, and the only case, Angel Mavez, the only case over there, he wants to dig a hole, and want to take out for the offer. You ask him, what am I doing? I'm doing Melacha. I'm doing the 100% Melacha of digging. What am I doing it for? Not for his Tachlis. Not for his Tachlis. I'm doing it for the offer, not for the Tachlis. That means Dov Hashem is Kavan, I say Hulas Heter. I got my specific ratio. Melacha She'in Tzvich L'Gufay, I tell you Melacha. But why is it She'in Tzvich L'Gufay? It's not for its Tachlis. Now, the Achronim, sometimes the Rishonim might have other Lashonis how to say over this concept. The way Nassim Shalom says over, the Be'etzim are all saying the same Yisrael with different words. There's no Machlokes among Lashonim, among the Chapayiskim, where the Chelp Tin Dov Hashem is Kavan, Melacha She'in Tzvich L'Gufay. They're all saying the same thing with different words. Once, in the end of the day, one saying, I'm doing Pula Seter, that's Dov Hashem is Kavin. I'm saying Melacha She'in Tzvich L'Gufay. I'm saying Melacha She'in Tzvich L'Gufay. Now, what we understand that Melacha She'in Tzvich L'Gufay is I'm doing the Melacha not for its Tachlis. What's defined as Tachlis? What is its Tachlis? That's a big mavucha among the Rishonim. What defines its Tachlis? So, Adam Sot Taisus and Dav Tzadik Dalam Nalef. He understands that Kisev Tachlis is the way it was done in the Mishkan. What it was done in the Mishkan, that's his Tachlis. How it was not done in the Mishkan, that's not his Tachlis. And therefore he goes on bringing 9, 10 different cases to show that that's the get over here. Just to mention the first couple of cases, he says. The first case, he says, Hamoitzi Meis. Over there, how it was in the Mishkan, how they take out Chveitzim. They took out objects to be used in the place they went to. He taking the Meis out, why? Well, the Kaivai, who could don't want 2 months out of the house, not for it, to use it in the other place. So therefore, it's not the tachlis of the Mishkan. The second case of Tosfos, atzan nochash. The case of Mishkan, they captured animals. They're doing it for what? For the skin. Not for the case, not to bite you. Therefore, when it's nochash, not to bite you, that's not in the Mishkan. That's mlochash ein tzrich l'gufoy. Tzan nochash, for the case of the skin, that's mlochash tzrich l'gufoy. The tachlis, like the Mishkan. Third case of Tosfos, mapis morsel. Someone has this pimple that's very painful. He wants to take out the lecho. He's making a Pesach over here. So he says, it's true, the Pesach that you make on this mapis morsel is something that's really lahachtis ulahitzi. But why are you doing it for? Only lahitzi alecha, only to take out the lecho from the inside the pus pimple. In the Mishkan, they made doors. Why do they make doors in the Mishkan? Lahitzi ulahachnes, to go in and out, both ways. So therefore, it's not the case of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is made for lohitzi ulahachnes, and this is only made lohitzi. A fourth case goes on Tosfos. Killing mazikim. Why did they kill mazikim in the Mishkan? To use the basar, to use the or, to use it. Why are you killing mazikim for? You don't want it. That's not the same exact tachlis. That'd be like tachlis in the Mishkan. So Tosfos is a fifth case. Achleifa gumo, veinzach lafaroi. Why do they make holes in the Mishkan for? Why they dig? To use the hole. Why are you doing it for? You want the offer. It's not the tachlis in the Mishkan. These mamshich case after case, explained very simple. They say over here, what defines melacha she'en tzrich l'gufoy? The melacha has to be done for its tachlis. What defines tachlis? The Mishkan defines tachlis. Comes out then, he says, the shakel of the Torah of the Gemara is gevaldik. The Gemara starts with saying, ha'moitzi meis, that's the Mishnah. Say the Gemara, ha'moitzi meis l'koivoy, even according to B'shimon, even to bury, also spotter. Says Gemara, but let's say you take out a shovel to dig, or you take out the Sefer Torah to read your chayiv. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, of course, you take out a shovel to dig, or Sefer Torah to read, of course, your chayiv. That is the melacha shetzrich l'gufoy. If not, what's the case of melacha shetzrich l'gufoy? Says the Gemara, you might think the case in the Mishkan we need l'gufoy ulugufo. When you're taking something out, you take out the shovel, number one, to use it. And number two, to make a tas. You take out the Sefer Torah, number one, to read. And number two, to Magi over here. That situation out was in the Mishkan. Because why do they do things in the Mishkan? They took things out of the Mishkan. Kalim, why? Not to go use it, but to be part of something, not to fix something else, but to use it itself. Lugufa, ulugufa. Kamash, Melon, Gemara. No, as long as you take out, even for something else, that's still nichel and tachlis in the Mishkan. That means Gemara, the Shakir of Tyre, is Givaldic. The Gemara is saying that you might think the tachlis defines gufay and gufa, because the Mishkan was the gufay ula gufa. Kamashma, no, even one of them lemaisa, that's enough. Let's think, shakal tayar, kishmak. He goes on further, the third point of Tosfos, and says, lemaisa Rashi does not seem to understand that way. Rashi says, aloshim mitzayin loy boloy, loyot tzorchloy. And he basically asks a couple of questions. He has two ways to understand Rashi. He either has a kasha, the chuyav, shalom nas livnois, or am nas livnois. In the kasha of a case of korba chamosa to show aim in the house, then he's a second mahalach in Rashi. He has three kashas upon that, either marpes morso or ripping the urias by the case of the darno, or the situation of every toifah after the case of kriyo. And therefore, he does not like Rashi. So basically, he has three shlavim in Tosfos, and mahalach is very simple. What defines mochosha and tzrich l'gufoy? Whatever the tachlis in the Mishkan, that's tzrich l'gufoy. Whatever is not the tachlis and not tzrich l'gufoy. Now, when you read Tosfos, it sounds like what he's saying. Where is the makor for melacha she'en tzrich l'gufoy? The Mishkan. I mean, you start off at the beginning. Where is the makor? Is it mitzad to get a melach machsheves, or mitzad doing it to the Mishkan? It sounds like he's saying against Revi Shainim, not the pashtus sugya chagigo. The makor for melacha she'en tzrich l'gufoy is part of the Mishkan. Says if Yeshua, no, it's not muchach. What Be'etzim is saying over, he's saying that the makor is melach machsheves. What defines the melech machsheves will learn from the Mishkan. That means Tosfos at Tzadik Dal is no raya like Tosfos in Yuma or like Tosfos in Chagigo. Machlokes Tosfos in. The way you can learn Tosfos by us in Tzadik Dal is saying over the makor is the melech machsheves. The definition is we learn that from the case of the Mishkan. That's Tosfos. Coming to Shainim and the Be'ikah that argue on Tosfos. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, the Balamor, the Reim, they have a different mahalach. The way the Olam says over, the Lashon is saying in Hebrew is Te'elis Chiyuvis B'Guf HaDavar. You have to have a positive outcome in the thing itself. The way the Chonim explain over the Rishonim, Beth Yehuda, the Ramban clearly in Daf Dal, he says that all the Rishonim Beth Yehuda say it. They said over here is not totally upon the Mishkan. They said in Lachos Shein Tzikul Rufay, what to find Tachlis, you have to have a positive outcome in the thing itself. And if the Ramban speaks out, when someone's Mitzi Meis, why? Because he wants to get take out the house and the mace from the house. He doesn't want tumah in the house. So where's the Te'elis? It's not no shlili. There's no tumah in the house. No positive outcome. The guva dover the mace over there. It's a no shlili. There's no tumah inside the house. Atzah nachosh. He wants it not to bite you. Is it a positive? Anoch yuvis the guva dover? No. He's trying to get that no. That this thing cannot bite me. It's a nochiyuvis, a shulili. Says the Ramban, the third case, the case of kivoy, putting out the fire. If you want the b'chomim, want the ashes to relight it afterwards, that's very good. A nochiyuvis b'gov adover. If you're putting out the candle because you want to go to sleep, what do you want? It's you want the absence of light. That's a no shulili. It's not a nochiyuvis b'gov adover.
Isn't that what Rashi saying?
Oh, we get to Rashi. Yes, the case of Kriya, when you rip something to sew up afterwards, he says, at the end of the day, you want to do Tefillah, have an Achivus Beguva Dover. They're saying the definition of the Tachlis is not, we look at the Mishkan. The definition of Tachlis is you look at the Chepzo. Do I have enough in the Chepitz? Or I'm having enough in the lack of the Chepitz not being here. The fire is not here. The Nochush is not here. The Mace is not here. Not here? That's not Tzurich Lugufoy. That's Ain Tzurich Lugufoy. It has to be a noch yuvis beguva dover. If from noch shlili, that's not nichol negeda of tzrich legufoy. The other shell is, how do you understand Rashi? Rashi, what? We'll get to Chayv Gubo. That's Hashem. Rashi, his words are on the Mishnah, on the Abtad Gimel of Beis, is b'rtzenu lo poloi, v'lo yor tzarech loi. He did not need it. He did not want it to happen. So, check the Kabbalah tomorrow. Say it over how he says over. When people are hungry, they have to eat. But most of us, we have to not be hungry, we not have to eat. So when we cook something on Shabbos, or we bake, or we do Zer, Chayos, or Kaitzer, I'd rather not need it and not to happen. So why be chay for it? I'd rather not have it. I don't want it. Now, there's also some people who want to eat, and they're echanami for carrot. That makes them stow up and eat because they enjoy eating. But I think a lot of us, rather not have the issue of eating, and therefore, I'd rather not happen over here. Well, one person was asking me, the whole world over here, but I want to go to Elam Shal Emes, I want to go to Elam Haba, this is a prisoner, I'd rather not be here. I have to be here. So anything I do is, that's him. I don't want this. That's what Rashi said. I don't need it. I don't want it. I just want to have it. So the question really is, what is the Avona of Rashi? So the Orch HaShulchan has a Chiddush over here. And Simon Reish Ram Beis, in the beginning of a Hilchos Shabbos, he brings down the first Tosfos Malach. Then he says, Rashi means Tosfos. Tosfos says, I don't. He says, yeah, Tosfos misunderstood Rashi. He's been not medactic in Rashi. He means what defines the Mishkan. Return to Bolo of Lloyd Sarfloy. Chiddush Pshat that Rashi means Tosfos. Maishi after the Sugi Gedafka Vav does not sound the way other places. Put the Orch HaShulchan to the side. Bring that Chodim Sefer Kart. Makev Sa Mishnah, the Meibino, the Kabbalah Tomorrow seems to go this way. If you want to see Mr. Shalom, again, a wonderful Sefer on these ideas, he's marking this concept. He says the idea of Rashi is Be'etzim Ramban. The band is saying over, you have to have no chiyuvus beguf hadover. When the case over here, you have a mappis morsel, you have a case over here of a tzad nochosh, return la baloi. I do not want to be over here. I don't need it. It's a no shalili when I get rid of it. I'd rather for it not to happen. But Rashi is be'etzim saying over the Ramban's idea over here, just in a different lashon. He's saying it's a no chiyuvus beguf hadover. If I don't want it, and when I get rid of it, where's that not when I got rid of it? It's a no shlili. But be'etzim Rashi and Rabbanah hainuach with one chilul we'll get to. But be'etzim the side over here is I'm saying over I want a positive in the guva dover. When I cook, there's a mila, I have good bread over here. I have food over here. Any pula I'm doing with a nach yubis beguva davar, that's nichna geta, I want it. When it's a nach shalili, then what happens? I don't want it. That's b'chenele boloi, boloi tzarechle. But nach yubis beguva davar, that's nichna the definition of locha tzrich legufoi. Now the fact that we have these two malachim over here, how do we pass it? Do you pass like Taisis? Or like Rashi Nambanu de Ime? So, what is the nafkamina between the two? The Kabbalah Tamarim, Daf Lama Gimel, says over one nafkamina. Let's say someone captures something to play with it. Kids captures a turtle, captures a bird. The things in my house right now, turtle, bird, we had. So, they capture it, they do it on Shabbos. Is that Mlocha Tzrich L'Gufay? Ain't Tzrich L'Gufay. So, according to Tosfos, the tachlis of the Mishkan when it captured animals was for the Arab. To play with it, says the Kabbalah Tamarim, is Mlocha Ain't Tzrich L'Gufay. Masha enkein to go like Masha Nambad to else chiyuvis beguva davar. Maisa, I want this thing over here and I want to enjoy playing with it. According to the Rashi Nambad, you chayiv if you capture something to play with it. Because you enjoy, you want this thing over here right now. If this is true, you can start declaring there's a Mephoshim Mishnah Brua, the Sigur Tzeda, a Sima Shinda Zayin. He writes over there, with someone who captures something, Lesachek. What's the locha? It's a machlekes, and according to locha, she ain't tzigufa is potter. Here also is potter. Mishpura writes a case of capturing something lesachek. It's definitely getting locha, she ain't tzigufa is potter. Sounds like the Mishpura went like Tosfos. It's not for the or. And therefore, the Siva Shalom and the Maluah and Mizal Luchur the Mishpura is a riot that he passes like Tosfos. Maisel Rebeldi Meir says, let's analyze what the words of Mishpura says. The sachek boy. The two ways when a person that captures the sachek boy, there's a sachek to play with the animal, or the capturing itself is called hunting and to go play. That means hunting, like little kids have little toys, big boys have big toys. So these big boys have big toys, and they go play and they go hunting. They capture the animal, they got it very nice. They might save it as a trophy, or they throw it away and capture it again, go hunting it next time. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say to the sachek boy? So, best time we read the Chaznish and the Shmir Shabbat and Chosin, the being down the Sachek boy means hunting. Not to play with it. They understand the definition of Rashi is for hunting. And throw it back. If so, Avad, that's Nichol Geda Mlocha Shein Tzvi Gufay, say Rashi, and say the Tosfos. Avad is Nichol Geda of Ein Tzvi Gufay is Potter. And if you have no Raya, what exactly the Mishnah Berurah holds? If you have the Sachek boy means to play with it, then you'll have a Raya from Rashi, from the Mishnah Berurah. Look where you have no Raya from the Mishnah Berurah, not like the Siva Shalom. Now, so Maisa, how do we pass him? So, if you look at Sibin Reisha and Chas over there discussing again, putting on there again the Chalosh Ein Baisekano Yesh Baisekano, the way the Mogav Rami he brings down the Loshen of Taisus, the case of doing the situation in the Mishkan, the Eli Rab over there, Taisus Shabbos over there, the Aruch Hashulchan only passes this way. He says Rashi and Taisus both between is doing to the case of the Mishkan, and look at the Bialocha at the beginning of Sibin Reish Simon Shinmen. But the case of Geizes, he's discussing over there that Geizes, what Mahalach, has to be doomed to the Mishkan, and he starts clearing maybe the Mishkan's case was for the Urias, and for the wool, either side is Geizes, whether he wants for the body, for the person, or for the wool. That was the case of the Mishkan. He could business to give the Mishkan. At Sadashani, you look at Rishon and Ches, the Taz says, the Loshon of the Amban and Rashi. On Loch Yuvis, look at the Prima Gonim, the Shuas Yaakov, the Graz. The Chud, the Mephor should be a Locho, and Simon should test for the case of Boyer. Yes, by Boyer, why in the world, when a person takes bad from good, the loch is yechayiv? In fact, by us, the Ramban, it's some locha she'ein tzrich l'gufay. In fact, the Balamor, some locha she'ein tzrich l'gufay. They point out, according to Tosfos, is that a question at all? The Ramban has a question, every boy is some locha she'ein tzrich l'gufay. What was the case in the Mishkan? It took bad from good. According to Tosfos, some locha she'ein tzrich l'gufay. That means the case of Boyer, only according to the Ramban, she tosses the question, and not according to Tosfos. If so, Mishpura is asking the Chor Boyer and Mocha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay. Who's that like? That's Ramban. That's Rashi. That's not Tosfos. So the Chor, this little mysterious Mishpura, how he went, Machlis among the Paiskim, how he went, different the Siva Shalom, his Maskon is, with Chosh both Malchim. Say Rashi, say Tosfos, whether the Sugya Daim to the Mishkan, or they get to the Tachlis, it has to be a Noch Yivi B'Guf HaDover. So until now, we basically explained the idea of Mlacha She'ein Tzrich L'Gufa is fundamentals. That means the Makor is a Sugya Daf Tzadik Dalet. That means where they're coming from. And we'll be Mamshech more on the Sugya on Bez Hashem next Chabura. What comes out, explained over here more in the Gerit our Sugya, go through the Sugya, the kids are stick to the page now. On Afkav Vav, we have Machlokes of Yochan and Rav Avu. Well, Rav Abohu, as said with Nekudas, Abohu, right? Rav Abohu. What's the halacha by Kilkul B'Chaburo? Rav Abohu says, the halacha by Kilkul B'Chaburo, Yechayiv. Rav Yechanan says, Yepoter. Explains Rashi, the machlokes of Rav Abohu and Rav Yechanan, the machlokes of Gufa Rav Yechanan and Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Says Rav Yechanan, Puk Tunnel of Roy. Throw out this Braisel. What?
Teach it outside.
Teach it outside. Throw it out. Outside the base medrash. Now, Frek Tosfos, Frek the Ramban, according to you, Rashi, Rabbi Yechon, you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. The fact that you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you're telling Rabbi Yehuda to throw B'Shimon outside, teach it outside. If they want to argue to Rashi, why say that for? So first, how do you answer Rashi? Say the Megina Shlomo, grandfather of Bnei Yeshua, best in the wit for the Sugya. The way that Tosfos the Ramban is coming from, that why throw something out, the Sugya of Moshe Askinon. Keep quiet. It says the Ritva and Gina Shlomo Yesh L'Chalek. When I say keep quiet, meaning it's not true. When I say it outside, I'm saying it is true. Just don't say it here in this place, Medrash. We Paskin Yehuda. You want going to Shimon, very nice, but say it outside. Don't say it over here. But I'm not saying it's not Emes. I mean, the way they're coming from Moshkinon, keep quiet. Keep quiet? I didn't tell you keep quiet. Just say it over there, not over here. Which they point out a very nice raya why the Rambam passed on Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, show stark, say it outside, don't say it over here because we pass on Rabbi Yehuda. That's the answer, Rashi. Now, the point down of the Sugi, Lechur, Rashi, and Tosfos, when she talks in the definition of Mlacha She'ein Tzrich L'Gufa, how exactly they learn the Sugi. Rashi understands you have to have a noch yubis begovah dover. You have a positive outcome in the thing itself. Therefore, the case of Chavolo, or the case of Avara, by the case of injuring something, in the case of Avora, putting something in the fire, Rashi says you never have anoch yuvis begova dover. You take wood, you burn it, you destroy it. You have anoch yuvis from the wood? No, the heat comes out, cooking food. The wood you never have, but you burn something, there's never anoch yuvis, and thing you destroy it. Never have it that way. The case where you, chavala, destroy something, injure something, there's never, the anoch yuvis is never in the gova dover. Mighty damp for the cowboy. The other person might enjoy it. There's no chayuvis in the Guvat Dov over here. I'm not sure what you mean. Again, I don't think, I think it's a side thing of the person, not thinking of the person itself. Will I? Maisi Rashi says it's never a case of chavola, never a case of vara, a case of blocha tzrich l'gufay. It's always a problem of kilkul over here. There's no talus, not in the wood, not in the person. It's only a David study over here. Tosfos, he says, we have to compare it to the case of the Mishkan. So you burn wood and this heat and it cooks food. That's Blocha Tzrich L'Gufay. Mila is a specific case that's Kilkul. Avabas Koin is a specific case of Kilkul. But Stamish, Stamtil Shamo, look at the Mishkan, and therefore you have to look at the big picture. And therefore, there is a tikkun Mlacha Tzrich L'Gufay. Tosfos L'Shitasa cannot look like Rashi. Rashi focuses on tikkun Chiyuvis Beguva Dover. Tosfos says, let's look at the Mishkan. The Mishkan Tzrich L'Gufay over here. Therefore, what?
Why is
that Bruce? He says, you look at the Pacific case over here. The Vav Baskan, there's no mile over here. He says, you look at the Pacific case.
It's like
Mishkan. No, the Vav of the Mishkan was to cook food. Here, we're not cooking food over here. Now, if so, said Tosfos, what's Pshat the Sugya? What's Machlokes Rabbi Abohu and Rabbi Yochanan? He said they're both arguing in the Shimon Shito. That means he's not saying it's not Machlokes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. They're both arguing in the case of Rabbi Shimon. That means Rabbi Abohu says you do not need any tikkun. Rabbi Yochanan says you need a case of Ksas tikkun. I wrote to Rabbi Yehuda hold. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not enough Ksas tikkun. You need a tikkun Choshev, a tikkun Gomer, or the words of Ben Tam. You need a tikkun Mishas Meister, not Achakach. So it comes out over here that the way Rashi understands the Sugya, Mlacha She'ein Tzrich L'Gufay, the understanding that it's intertwined one with another. Kilkul b'chaburo, a melacha shein tigufoy. Therefore, where is the makar a machlokes of Yehuda versus Shimon? By the case of kilkul b'chaburo, versus the case of melacha shein tigufoy, Rashi is intertwined. So that's where the makar we got it from. Where's melacha shein tigufoy we got it from? That's the Mishnah. Either that tzaddik gimel obeys. But according to Tosfos, that he holds that has nothing to do with the machlokes between Yehuda and Shimon by melacha shein tigufoy. Where in the world is the machlekes of Yehuda Meshimin by Kilkul b'chaburo? Where's that Mishnah? Where's that Braisa? Where's the Makar? The Gemara says it's the machlekes of Yehuda Meshimin. So I'm not sure how the Ilm got that far in Tosfos, but the last line of Tosfos says, you know where I got it from? Kabbalah, ha'isa b'yodam. We have a Kabbalah. The Shittosa cannot go like Rashi. It's a Kabbalah. That means you point out, there are three machlekes among Rashi Tosfos, the Shittosa so far. That means what defines Melacha Hashem Tzikulufay? Rashi says nachivus begavadover. Tosfos says you look in the Mishkan. If that's so, it comes out makalka b'chavur to depend upon melacha shein tzikulufay. According to Rashi, the ma'aseh comes out you can't because the study of melacha shein tzikulufay is do you look at a David study or not? Holding again kalka b'chavur, do you look at David study or not? According to Tosfos, not depend upon that. He says it all ever depends upon the getter of the Mishkan. If so, it comes out. That where is the idea makar kilkul b'chaburo? The third machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns l'shitosai is the makar is melacha she'en tzikul gufay. Mashenk and Tosfos says kabbalah ha'isa b'yadam. You open up in the Ramban. The Ramban he comes along and says he learned the sugya, the definition of melacha she'en tzikul gufay like Rashi. He understands that noch yuvis begov adover. Yet he learns the sugya like Tosfos. That Rabbi Avuhu and Rabbi Yochanan is arguing in Rabbi Shimon. How exactly did they make this chilent over here? I just made l'shitosai, and he come over and just destroyed everything I just said just now. Not l'shitosai. He learned l'cha shein tzikul gufay like anoch yuvis begov adover, and yet he come learns a sugya like Tosfos. That's not Rabbi Yehuda. It's only case in Rabbi Shimon. So they point out and they explain the Ramban that first reading the Ramban slowly is not exactly like Tosfos. Mavu is learning after the case of Milo. That when there is no case of tikkun, still yichayev. Rabbi Yochanan is saying when there is a case of tikkun ksas like milo, the words of Tosfos is therefore it's nichal neged of tikkun. The words of the Ramban is therefore it's nichal neged of tzricha legufay. Biradover. We're saying melacha tzricha legufay. That means it has to be in the tachlis of the melacha. What defines tachlis? We have Tosfos says the tachlis is in the Mishkan. Rashi the Ramban says tachlis is in the gufa dover. However, come on the Chayin and point out the word gufa dover. What does the word gufa dover mean now? I mean, you have to have the tachlis. That's number one. Tachlis of what? Tosfos says the Mishkan. The Ban Rashi says gufa dover. That's number two. Number three. What is gufa dover? What defines gufa dover? They want to say Rashi is very limited. Rashi says gufa dover is the wood. The wood burns. There's no tell us the word. There's always a case of a kelkel over here. The Ban says yes, a case of zayr, burr. Glazes, chavolo, all these cases are for a case of melacha shein tzrich legufay. Why are you chayiv for? So the Ramban answers, and I'll say over how the stipler in Simen Vav, or the new print in Simen Tes, how he explains over. The Ramban is looking at a broader view of what defines gufa dover. We do an act of glazes. The melacha is separating two things. You take the hairs off from the skin. Therefore, whether you want the cyrus or you want the skin, that's tzrich legufay. Look at the broader picture over here. We don't just look at the Maisa Afroda. We don't look at one side. We look at the Melacha as separating and look at either side. Then the case of Glazes to the Ramban, he writes, Melacha Tzrich Legufay. Why? Don't care if I want the here or I want the R. If I do an act of Afroda on either side I want, that's Tzrich Legufay. Therefore, the case of burning something. What happens if you burn something? This fire, this wood, this heat. It comes out, the heat that comes out from the fire, that's also, I want that, that's tzrich legufay. I'm not focusing on the word per se. I'm looking at the bigger picture, and the heat that comes out, oh, the heat's warming me up. Oh, the heat's cooking over here. I'm looking at the noch yuvit beguv adova, beguv adova is more than just the wood per se, it's what's part of parcel of the wood. What the wood created heat.
What's what you're doing?
Well, that's the first what it says, we'll see it inside afterwards. Then look what he says over here. Neged chavolo. Chavolo is dam nefesh. That means the case over here, the dam comes out. I give it to the cowboy. A case over here, either side that I want, whether I want to, for the person or for the kelev, but either thing, I want one of these sides over here, that's nichel negeder of tzrich legufay. This is the elis begufa dov over here. The case when you separate things, when one or the other, either one, he's looking at a broader picture. That means again, him and Rashi say the same side, but the way they want the sigur, they're coming at different points because they're defining guva dova being different. Frekta gaban. Oh, frekta ban upon himself. I chayv gumo vezechla faroi. Frekta ban a chayv gumo. Either side, I want the hole and I want the dirt. Gilvadik kasher and ban is kasher. The ban says, the way the stipple explains, that chavolo b'metzias means to separate dam from the person or whatever he's doing to a person. Gleiz is to separate. Boru is to separate. Zoru is to separate. Those are four cases that Ramban brings down. Therefore, either side that you want, building, boina, or chayush is to separate. Boina. When you build, you put one brick on top of another. There are certain times when the act of boina is separating things. That's not the definition of the melacha. The melacha is building. The fact that certain times you can take the offer away from the hole, that means nichel in the concept of maybe of boina, but no, that's nichel gena melacha she'in tzrich legufay. It's not part and parcel of the melacha. Boru, you have to separate. Otherwise, it's not boru. Glazes, you have to separate. Otherwise, it's not glazes. Boina, you don't have to separate. What's boina? Boina is building. Therefore, when you take the offer away from the hole over here, what's the ta'elis? Chiyuv is begovah dover, that's the whole. That means the Ban said, I look at the broader picture when that has to be the melacha, the broader picture. But when the melacha does not have to be that way, the melacha is building one brick on top of another, therefore I look at the Govah dover is a hole over here.
Even though I have a tachlis from the Govah dover?
Yeah, the Ban says that's why offer is melacha she'in tzrich legufay. Therefore, he says, anytime you have a taking sas, whether it's talking cowboy, it's talking gufay, you never get a talking gufay. The Baal Amar goes to the Ramban and disagrees. He says, let's look at the limited act over here. He says, to el's chiyuvus begova dover. He says, borer, zer, and only answer those two. How's the Baal Amar answer borer? I say, mochel shein tzrich legufay. He answers very simple. It is mochel shein tzrich legufay. Who chayiv? How many answers are? So mocha shein tzrich legufay, chayiv. Why? Because it looks like Rashi. They focus at one point over here. So come down the sugya, we have Rashi, we have Tosis, and the Ramban. Just end off with two points that speak out of the Nafkiminas over here. The case of Barer. Everyone knows Barer, bad from good, is Issa Deraisa. Taking away bad, l'chor is a mocha shein tzrich legufay. Why the end of the day, according to Shimon, is by Barer chayiv for? So let's analyze it. According to Tosfos, that melacha she'in tzrich legufay, you look upon the Mishkan. What was the case of the Mishkan? Bad from good. Said Tosfos, according to him, it's melacha tzrich legufay. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, when he asked the question in the case of Barer, he says, what's the big deal? Rashi and Tosfos, look at the Mishkan. It's melacha tzrich legufay. Yishmak. The Baal Amar, he says, what are you talking about? Hanoch chiyuvus begova dovos, mlocha she'in tzrich legufay. He looks at a limited view. I said, Echnami, it is ein tzrich legufay, be chayiv for whatever reason. He says, chayiv for whatever reason. The Ban is the same exact question. He says, mlocha she'in tzrich legufay. He said, no, we look at the broader picture, dividing things, either this side or that side. And therefore, it is hanoch chiyuvus begova dovos, and therefore, chayiv is called tzrich legufay. The problem is when we get to Sugya Barer and Simon Shinya Tessa Beis, the Mishpura Issa's question, does not bring down any of these three Turotsim. He brings down his own to all of the Mahalchim. He brings down the Shuas Yaakov and his Mahalch. Which you have to know, he dropped the Rishonim. Which you have to get to Sugya Barer. What happened? Why he dropped Tesis, the Baal Amar, and the Ban who speak out this question of Barer? Another example, the case of Gezes. Simon Shinya Memsef Aleph. The person takes over the Cyrus. What's the case over there? I don't want to use the Cyrus. In fact, Tosis Lishitosai, what was the case in the Mishkan? He says, I want to use the wool. That Tosis, why the wool? By the case of Cyrus and Yechayiv for it. Says Tosis, know why the Mishkan is Yechayiv? Sebi Yehuda. If you don't, Blachos Shein, Sigil Guvay Yechayiv. According to Shimon, you are potter. That's the Yehuda Shita. Tosis Lishitosai, look at the Mishkan. The Bialocha, when he begins to dance to Mishkan Mem Sef Aleph, he says, the Mishkan was both sides. Saif for the wool and saif for the iris. Therefore, it makes it nice for the person. It could be even the case of Tzrich Lagufay. The way how the Balamori says, look at the Maisa Frogo. Look at the big picture over here. No chivus begova dovi either side. For that reason, the Maisa Yechayiv. A different way of answering the question. So again, we have 3 miles in the sugya.
What's the Rashi?
What?
The Rashi.
Again, Rashi doesn't say. You could pick your malach. You could say you want like Tysus. You could say a lot of things over here. But we have 3 miles in the sugya. Again, we're Bez Hashem on Wednesday. We finish off the sugya. Go through this Indian and Kilgum Chaburah. I know certain people are a little bit hard to focus on the page of the Rishonim over here. But anyway, if you have more time, Bez Hashem, the test will be, I guess, another week, a little more than a week. We have time to also do Chazara, because we mentioned it last time, the test will now be this, on this, what we learned past month, will be cumulative, what we did in the past, and therefore...
The
month before. Not to have too much, the month before.
My name is Calvary.
And this is going on.